The government won the vote on the eviction ban with a 15-vote majority in the Dáil yesterday evening. Only one government TD, the Greens' Nasa Harrigan, voted against, and she's been suspended from the party for 15 months, as well as losing her committee roles. But there's another test to come next week, with the Labour Party planning to table a no-confidence motion today. Our political correspondent Micheál Hann is with us. Micheál, the vote won, and won comfortably enough, I suppose, with a 15-vote majority. But the problem remains.
Yes, I mean, government now, the dynamics of it have changed in some ways, that its majority is down to that bare one. So negotiations when it comes to those big votes with independent TDs are likely to continue. That creates its own pressure. And of course, the big pressure is that government decision around lifting the evictions ban in just 8 days' time now. The opposition adamant that is going to lead to thousands of people becoming homeless. So again, big votes in the Dáil next week. The first expected on that Labour Party no confidence motion in government, the exact scheduling of which is like could be decided as early as this morning when the Dáil Business Committee meets. It may be heard perhaps next Tuesday. Sinn Féin too will table another motion seeking to put the spotlight on government around that decision. So this continues, and I think a key part of government in the period ahead will be those talks it needs to have with independent TDs.
Let's talk before that about Nasa Harrigan's suspension as a result for not voting with the government. What happens to her, and what's the fallout for the Green Party?
It was a significant decision taken in the hours after her voting against the government, and the sanction was fairly substantial, a 15-month ban essentially from the parliamentary party, the whip removed from Nasa Harrigan. So it's 15 months. It is a long away above what she got the last time, which was a 6-month ban and removal of the whip. Also, that key decision to remove her from Oireachtas committees, Nasa Harrigan regarded as one of the best politicians when it comes to asking questions on those committees. She's also chair of the Oireachtas Budgetary Oversight Committee, so she loses those positions as well. She left Leinster House alone last night and she wasn't commenting to the media. The Green Party themselves saying they regretted having to take those decisions, but when it comes to government and effectiveness within the government, unity in every vote is a must.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be talking to Green Party Minister of State later on in the programme about that and their belief that effectiveness in government relies on that unity in every vote. In terms of the regional independents, as you say, these votes are queuing up. The pressure's going to be kept on the government. The regional independents, they're in a very strong position here, aren't they?
They are, and they had those amendments which spoke about making changes to things like the Croí-Cónaithe scheme. Also, a key part of it was that move to change the amount of which income is taxable if a person is in a nursing home in relation to the Fair Deal scheme, which essentially means their family home and how much income they could retain there. That is rental income. It had been agreed by government that all that income could be retained and wouldn't be subject to tax. That followed a big push from the regional independent TD, Dennis Nocton. Now, last night, Mary Butler, the minister with responsibility for older people, expressed serious reservations about that move. She says most people who are going into nursing homes have dementia. She was talking about things like safeguarding and her worry that it could lead to people being prematurely having to go into nursing homes. Now, this morning, Dennis Nocton insists this is not the case, that someone going into a nursing home would have to be certified by a doctor anyway. And he said Mary Butler hadn't removed treble taxation over the last number of months on people in relation to that rental income. So that is a point of contention. And I think it shows the kind of territory that government's going to find itself in the period ahead.
Yes, indeed. And in terms of all the mitigation measures that government has been talking about, a lot being expected in terms of delivery from local authorities and housing bodies. Again, it remains to be seen whether they'll be able to deliver.
Yes, and in the speed at which they can deliver, I suppose essentially it is about people being able to stay in their homes, and the way the government are saying this can be done is by local authorities purchasing them or approved housing bodies if people are not social protection tenants. How quickly will that happen? How quickly will the scheme be in place that government is talking about where tenants will have first refusal on purchasing a home if they face eviction? They're talking about the need for legislation on that particular measure. How swift will that be introduced as discussions continue between the Department of Housing and the Attorney General's office?
And the other issue, of course, Micheál, the other issue that they're going to have to deal with here is the numbers, because we already have 11,754, a record number of people in homelessness. The question that's been asked again and again, and for all the mitigation measures, the answers aren't clear. When people are served with eviction notices when the ban is lifted, where do they go?
Yeah, and that is the political charge, the fairly potent political charge that the opposition has been making. They say that in just 8 days' time, thousands and thousands of people won't have anywhere to go. Now, the government insisting that alternatives will be found for a majority of these people, and where they can't be found, there will be emergency accommodation. But I suppose the figures on this will be very clear, and they'll be clear quickly. And if there is a surge in the number of people who are homeless in those monthly figures, well, then the victory for government in yesterday's vote will count for very little indeed. So the measure of all this yet is going to be decided quite quickly, and it is going to become apparent whether it's the opposition and the housing campaigning groups and charities are correct, or is it the government's contention?
Indeed, and we're facing into, as all of this plays out through this year, we're facing into local elections next year, European elections, possibly even a general election. The opposition, Mick Barry from People Before Profit Solidarity, making the point that, as he sees it, this is a turning point for the government, a bit like the VAT on children's shoes in John Bruton's budget.
Yeah, he spoke about the VAT on children's shoes from the 80s. He also referenced the 1920s reduction in the old age pension. He's saying they are two massive political decisions with a massive political lingering impact. So I think that it will be interesting to see whether that carries through to those local and European elections, or if there is going to be a turn in the figures. I suppose the objective analysis, and certainly the analysis from the opposition, is that it's going to take time, even by the most successful achievements, to turn the tide on this. And of course, yesterday, the Taoiseach himself saying that he had never said that government had turned the corner when it comes to housing, but it is beginning to turn the corner when it comes to the actual construction, getting building going. But there are many other parts of this that need to fall into place. The opposition parties too, making some damning criticism of government. Holly Cairns of the Social Democrats saying it wasn't turning a corner, but was in fact going around in circles.
All right, Micheál, that's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.